And good morning, TMC family. Like I said, that tag comes from Psalms 27:4. And my name is Rebecca Thomas. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we so adore you, Lord. This is the day that you have made and we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for the one thing that we get to do, Lord. Dwell in your house all the days of our life and behold your beauty and inquire in your temple, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us today, Lord. Our life and our community here with the Master's Call. And we thank you for our beautiful co-founders of this call who said yes to you so many years ago. Our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our Dr. PK Roberts, Lord. We thank you for blessing them into overflow in their lives and in their family and their communities, Lord. We thank you for our artist life family, for the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine according to you, Christ, working within them. And we thank you, Lord, for our Master's Call family and for the body of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you are opening up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual minds and our spiritual ears and our hearts to hear and receive everything that you have for us this morning, Lord. Thank you for the speaker that we have today, Lord, and continue to bless them, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit wonders and work flow through this call this morning, Lord. We love you and we praise your holy name. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this one thing Wednesday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, all the way out there from Snailville, Georgia, for seating us and greeting us and for that anointed prayer. And we love that tag for this Wednesday, One Thing Wednesday. And so we thank you for serving us here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you here on the Master's Call that has dialed in. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this chilly morning here in California, and we welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two co-founders who said yes to the assignment that God gave them, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and the mission and mandate for this call was that as you dialed in, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every Monday through Friday, we gather here at this divine and appointed time in our telecommunication sanctuary. But say that you want to go back and see what has been going on in the Master's Call from its inception, then I invite you to go to our website. Yes, we do have a website, and that website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of the information for our call. Also, Extravaganza 2018 for Artist Life is only, I say, 2 days away. 2 days away, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in that fabulous state of California where I live at the Los Angeles Sheraton Gateway Hotel, which is on Century Boulevard. It's right down the street from the Los Angeles International Airport. And so I hope you guys are en route and preparing to meet us here in California, because an appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. And so we're excited about our extravaganza, excited about seeing one another. Also, on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock a.m., we will be having a live fellowship gathering, and we need you. If you are planning to be here, then there's actually opportunities for you to serve. And so we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or one of our co-founders, our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Make sure you get that information into us today. And so I am going to be giving you additional information once our speaker has finished bringing us. I'm sure this is going to be a mighty, mighty word from the Lord. And so I'll be coming back a little bit later to give you that information. But right now, it is an honor, it is a privilege, it is a pleasure to introduce to you a blessed woman of God. Who am I talking about this morning who will bring forth the message? None other than our prayer general here on the Master's Call, all the way from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And she is definitely a evangelist. She is a minister. She is a mother. She's a grandmother. She's a wife. She's a daughter of the Most High God. And when I tell you that she is connected and plugged in to the Lord Jesus Christ, she is that. When I say God is moving radically in her life and she is moving radically in the lives of others, she is that. And so at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring a blessed, a royal, an efficient, a noble, a dedicated, and an anointed one to the line this morning, none other than Brenda, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God, and praise God for you, Minister Tiffany, our songbird, for such a cordial introduction. And I so appreciate and love you for who you are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to Minister Rebecca, our dear Rebecca in Georgia, who always greet everyone with such a blessed voice of the Lord, it sounds like so angelic. We love and appreciate you. Thank you. And to our co-founders, I want to say thank you for the opportunity for me to share Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for being the woman of God that you are, for being a blessing to the masses. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, who always there just throwing words of encouragement to each and every one of us in so many ways, more than you could ever know and more than you can ever see, that really puts a blessing to each and every one of us that I'm telling you, words just can't explain it. And I love and appreciate you for who you are, and thank you guys for all that you do. And to you, my artists and TMC family, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I thank God for you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, because God has laid on my heart to speak with you about trust. Heavenly Father, we so thank you and appreciate you for who you are. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that this is the day that you have made, and I truly, truly will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord God, as you give me the words to go forth, Lord God. I thank you for using this vessel. I thank you, Father, that we all will hear what the Spirit has for us, oh God, and that we will go forth in the atmosphere, in in the neighborhoods, in the communities, and be a blessing that you choose us to be. In Jesus' name I say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, trust is what I'm going to talk about this morning. And, of course, for the most part, I'm sure most of us know about Proverbs 3 and 5, where it tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Everyone we know faces tests and trials over the course of a lifetime. It's a norm. And we can choose how we want to deal with them. We can make unwise or unhealthy choices when faced with difficulty. I know I've done my share of that. And we can try to take matters into our own hands, or we can just trust God. And I highly, highly recommend trusting God. He's the only one who can truly help us, save us, guide us, give us what we need, and then encourage us with his presence when we walk through adversity. When challenges and trials are presenting themselves, these are simply opportunities to trust God and for him to show himself mightily in the midst of it all. You know, many times I call these divine setups. Yes. You know, for the most part, a lot of Christians and even the world, you know, they love to say, talk about, you know, the devil. This is nobody but the devil. The devil did this and the devil this and the devil that. Well, you know, I don't like giving him that much credit. Let's not give him that much attention. Yes, he's a defeated foe. You know, Jesus has already defeated him. Don't get me wrong. He definitely shows his head, and he definitely tries to intervene in our minds and our thoughts to distract us from where God is taking us. Yes, he does show his head, but I don't like giving him that kind of attention. You know, the word says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You know, Jesus declared, he really did declare, that all authority and all power has been given to him. Therefore, we can declare it. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. So, we will trust. So there are a few things that, instances, if you will, I'd like to share with you on trusting. Like for one, trusting God in and through. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. And, of course, in this case, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These courageous young men refused to bow to the king's idols, knowing that God Almighty was able to deliver them from the fiery furnace. However, God chose to allow them to go into that fire. Yet, Jesus was in that furnace with them. Oh, glory to God. No burns, no heat, hallelujah, because Jesus was in the midst with them. In essence, God does not always deliver us from everything when we think he should or how we think he should. He may not always rescue us when we want out of circumstances, but one thing we know for sure, that he's always with us as we walk through. He promised to never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. So we trust. So I encourage you, no matter what the diagnosis may be, no matter what unfavorable news we may get, no matter what the occurrence looked like, when it looks like it's no way out, we can call on Jesus and the atmosphere shifts. You know, he did say, call on him, and he will answer, and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. And when two or three touch and agree, oh God, two or three touch and agree, there's a spiritual movement that takes place that no man can imagine. I know you at this moment, you can stop and think when you touched in agreement with the master himself. When you said, God, I know you got this. He said, my word goes forth. It never returns void. I got this. Trust. Another emphasis I want to bring to you is trusting when we don't understand. One of the great mysteries and facts about our walk with God is that we rarely understand everything he is doing in our lives. If we always understood, we would have no need to trust him. Then we find ourselves questioning God. What? Why? And how? Job, I tell you, that man of God, who had many reasons to question God, who faced a series of crises and losses, and said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He didn't understand what was going on in his life, but he made a decision to trust God anyway. He went on to say that I know my Redeemer lives. As we dwell in that secret place of the Most High God, we learn to trust God when we do not understand what is happening in our lives. And then we learn to rest in him. We then declare, Abba Father, oh God, I know you got this because I trust you. I don't understand the method of what the doctors are doing, but I know you got this. I trust you. I don't understand why I'm in this situation, why I feel like nobody is helping. I know you got this because I trust you. So when we don't understand it, trust him. The third emphasis I want to bring is trusting when we cannot see. Those three amazing Hebrew boys that I mentioned earlier had no idea what would happen to them when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, but they were willing to put their lives on the line instead of disobeying God. You know, we need more people today who will take a stand for righteousness. Can I say that again? We need more people today that will take a stand for righteousness. But many times people fail to stand up for righteousness because they are afraid of what will happen when they do. Will they lose their jobs? Will they lose their friends? Will they be ridiculed in the media or in the social atmosphere that they're in? The world desperately needs men and women who will lose jobs rather than compromise their integrity to keep them. We need politicians who will lose votes if necessary rather than sacrifice their integrity. God can put us in better places than people could ever put us if we put our trust in him. I can witness to that because I was in a working atmosphere where people tried to come against me in so many different areas. I'm talking about my bosses, my manager, you know, and the people alike. But the Lord told me to focus on him. Call on him. I praise and worship God every morning on my way to work, giving him the glory, thanking him for giving me that job, thanking him for putting me in the atmosphere, allowing me to be a witness for him no matter what it looks like. And I saw God's hand move in the midst of the situation. So I tell you, when you give it to him, like 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, that our faith, our trust should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It's hard to trust him when we're not in his word. It's hard to trust him when we're not talking or praying to him or just saturating ourselves in him. It's hard to trust when we don't have a relationship with him. It's hard to trust. Psalms 91:2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My fortress, my place of safety. My God, in him I will trust. Ultimately, this trusting God, when we cannot see it all, this is what we do. We just meditate on him. Know that his word says he'll never leave us or forsake us. Know that he is there always. Remember the plans he has for us. He says plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Trust. So with that, in closing, when we're anxious, worrying, and taking matters into our own hands, we're literally telling God that we don't trust him. Can I say that again? When we're anxious, when we're worrying, when we're taking matters into our own hands, we are telling God that we don't trust him. We need to fear the Lord and trust him at all times, in every situation, every day of our lives. He's got this. He says, I'm there with you. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I got this. And because trusting God allows us to enter into his rest, where we can truly say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well in my home. It is well with my family. It is well on my job. It is well in my neighborhood. It is well in the city. It is well in the field. It is well in my church. Glory to God. It is well. Psalms 37:3 had told us to trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Did you hear that? He said he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. The mystery of it all is that God knows our desires better than we do. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. So trust. He put us here on this earth to be his vessels that he can use, he can operate through, that he can just saturate his love and his power within you. And then he tells us, hey, I've made you the head and not the tail. I made you above and not beneath. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. We stand on that word. We trust in that word. And we know that he will operate through his word. Hallelujah. Because his word goes forth and never returns void. One song that has become a part of my worship time that lifts my spirit and helps me stay within the trust factor. Well, one song that came to my mind was Trust and Obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But this worship song that this woman out of Africa named Shana, she said, you are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. So with that in mind, we have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Keep our eyes focused on him who has given us the victory in every given situation. Therefore, we will trust in our Almighty God through everything we encounter. I hope you got a message from this thought, this word. I love and appreciate you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful message on trust. I am sure that has, I mean, wow, much needed. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us take this moment to pray over our prayer request and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are our way maker. We thank you because you are our miracle worker. We thank you, Lord, because you are the promise keeper. We thank you that you are the light in darkness, and that is who you are. And so we bless you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the word that you gave to Minister Brenda that she brought forth to us. I pray that it will not only be heard through our ears, but that we will meditate on your word and that it would saturate us as we go through this day. I ask that you would fill her up until she overflows, oh God, that you would give her strength that only you can give, Father, and that you would continue to pour your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding and your word into her. I pray that you would continue to bless and keep her family, that you would give her traveling mercy as she travels, Father. And I thank you for the mighty word that you have given for her this morning. And so at this time, I lift up the Artist Life Extravaganza 2018 to you and ask that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, that you would allow each and every Artist Life distributor who is in the process of preparing to come, that everything will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, that there will be no distractions, no chaos, no confusion. I decree and declare no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned, O God. I pray that you would allow for the buses, the trains, the planes, the cars to move forth, that they will get to this destination safely in the name of Jesus. And I pray as we gather in the LAX Sheraton that we will meet your presence there, God. I pray for the Diaz de Leon family and for all of those who are working hard to make sure that this will be an extravaganza that will bring new life, Father. And so we thank you that you are orchestrating and that you are working everything out for our good. I speak healing, deliverance, prosperity over each and every single person on this line. I lift up Minister Robin and her church family to you. I pray that you would give them comfort and strength right now in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay, please dial 712-432-1085, the same access code 957-677-pound. Also, please share this call on your social media sites. Also, immediately following this call today, I want to invite you to join us on Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. And the topic for Awareness Wednesday today is hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism. And so many people are challenged with that. So please, please, please give them this number to dial into. 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and for that on-time tag one thing Wednesday. Minister Brenda, thank you so much for that profound message on trust. And to each and every single one of you who have dialed in, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts and pray that you will be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called you sports to be on this day. Minister Brenda, can you please come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, from stumbling, and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Trust in the Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.